Ding dong.
Hello?
Trick or treat.
Trick.
The trick is that now you have to listen to a whole episode of Bigfoot and Bob.
Gotcha! We fucking got you.
I guess you should have just given us some candy, huh? Because now it's time for Bigfoot and Bob's Halloween Marathon Year 1.
Dun, dun, dun.
My favorite part of our show is Ryan's homemade sound effects when he easily has access to a whole library of spooky sound effects.
Ooh, dun, dun, dun. I gotta reuse them. I only have a couple.
Do you have Frankenstein walking down a hallway?
Yes, I do. He's got a club foot.
Do you have mummy coming out of a sarcophagus?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have spooky ghost appearing in front of you in the toilet?
Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
The ghost doesn't make any noise.
No.
All these guys are completely silent.
He's a ghost.
Sometimes ghosts talk.
You didn't say talking, you said appearing. Appearing does not make a noise.
It's an invisible man sleeping in your bed, but it doesn't mean he can't say anything. Can you do the sound effect for an invisible man sleeping in your bed?
Yeah.
Uncensored.
I can't do that. Our podcast is for children.
No, it's not. I hope not. Wait, what is it rated on iTunes? Has anybody checked that?
PG-13.
Titty.
There are two ratings for iTunes. There is titty and not titty.
Okay.
And we are absolutely the former.
Good. I can't do a podcast without titty.
Fair enough.
Personally, I don't know about you.
Yeah, no, I'm...
Go on, say it.
Titty.
Gross, you pervert.
What are we talking about this week?
It's our Halloween spectacular super awesome marathon.
Is it Halloween already? Nope. It is we just started in the third week of September.
Yeah, it's been Halloween for like 2 months, Ryan.
Right. Are you excited for Christmas?
Fuck you. We're setting up the decorations. I've already gone Halloween shopping. And today on Bigfoot and Bob, we're talking about one of the most important Halloween staples, the movie marathon. Dun, dun, dun.
No, hey.
Sorry.
Who does the sound effects?
You do the sound effects.
That's right.
Ow!
Hey. Ow! Dun, dun, dun!
Ah! You should add like a lady screaming in there.
I'm sorry. Did I ask for feedback?
No, you didn't.
I don't think I did. I don't remember.
Well, I asked for a full-size Snickers bar and I didn't get that either, so I guess we're even.
Oh, it's a Halloween joke.
Yeah, trick-or-treated. I'm a trick-or-treat all over you. Also, I'm going to egg your house.
You could, but then you'd be egging your house.
Ah, idiot.
Checkmate.
I'll come back at you with another one after I get back to the drawing board.
Another house? You're so sweet.
No!
You're like Elvis Presley, and I'm like Elvis Presley's mom. But with houses instead of Cadillacs. This metaphor got away from me.
Elvis Presley, if that's the way it's going to be, I don't want to sleep in the same bed anymore. Feels creepy.
Are you lonesome tonight?
Where were we?
Well, I want to talk about the top Halloween movie list.
Wait. Your top, like the best Halloween movies?
Yeah, but of other people's. List.
Wait. It's a list of Halloween movies. List.
Yes.
So it's a list of lists of Halloween movies?
Yes.
Specifically a top list of top Halloween movie lists?
Yes.
List.
Allow me to enumerate. So... First of all, from 17, we have the 40 best Halloween movies of all time. I'm just going to go with top fives on this one because everyone has a different number, depending on how tired the author of the article was.
Fair enough.
This one starts with Paranormal Activity. I did go to see the first three Paranormal Activities in theaters because my friends in high school were really big fans and we didn't have a whole lot else to do in our town.
I have not seen a single Paranormal Activity movie.
Don't bother. They're not that good. The first one was okay, but then the premise got old really fast. Then we have Zombieland. Fair enough. It's pretty fun. Woody Harrelson is pretty good in it.
Yes.
It's not one I would put on my list for Halloween, though.
That's what I was thinking.
Number three, we have Battle Royale. Another interesting choice, but I appreciate it because it's obviously a cinema classic, and it is technically a horror movie.
It is a thriller. Yeah. It's not even a horror movie. And beyond that, it's definitely not a Halloween movie. I disagree with this list. I think they're confusing horror with Halloween.
Number four is a recent entry, A Quiet Place.
Oh.
Which I think is a really interesting choice. Mm-hmm. It's very respectable to have a recent horror movie on a list. But it doesn't feel very Halloween-y.
Mm-mm.
And number five, the best choice on the list for 17.com, Coraline.
Coraline, now that is a Halloween movie.
Yeah, I absolutely think that
so
fits on a list.
On that list, I would say Coraline and Paranormal Activity are Halloween movies.
Yeah.
Other than that,
So I'm going to have to put 17.com somewhere on our top five, but I'm thinking it's going to be kind of low. Now we have Elle. Theirs is the 32 best Halloween movies of all time. I don't know how they arrived at that number. Could have gone with 30. They could have gone with 35, but fine.
Maybe 32 was better SEO.
You think?
I think.
All right. Well, I don't know anything about that, so I'm going to defer to the nerd expert.
That's fair. I don't know anything about Halloween. I thought it was still September.
Oh, how wrong you are. Number one, of course, they picked Halloween. No brainer. John Carpenter's Halloween. They're doing a remake of it pretty soon.
I know. I'm excited for the remake. I hope it's good, but it's probably not going to be. Those late 70s, early 80s horror movies have this grindhouse feel, you know? Mm-hmm. They have this feeling of the time when horror was becoming something new.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to replicate.
Yeah. I think Halloween wouldn't work nowadays just because there's so little to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just slasher movie on Halloween, and that's about as basic as it gets. But if you're watching the classic, gotta respect that. And they're talking about the classic. Number two, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Hell yes.
Hell yeah.
I think that one might be number one on my list of Halloween movies.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't put it at number one for myself, but it's definitely a must have. There's actually a long-standing tradition of the classic Rocky Horror Picture Show live movie going where everyone dresses up and they do all the things.
RKO Army is the group that puts on the shadow plays, and they are everywhere. Everybody is psyched on this for some reason, including me. Like, I watch it and I'm like, why do I enjoy this? But I do. And, you know, as it's aged and as we have aged, it's become sort of dated. Definitely. And there are some problematic things in it.
Yeah, as in almost every horror Halloween favorite, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I think as reasonable, rational people, we can watch things with problematic elements and acknowledge that and still enjoy the rest of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd love to enjoy the rest of this list.
Thank you. Number three on Elle's list is The Exorcist.
Another very good
classic.
One.
Gotta have it. Mm. Spinning heads and puking pea soup, I approve very much for Halloween. Number four, here's one that I was going to talk about later. It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Oh, good stuff.
What a classic. It's so sentimental and heartwarming, and I always used to watch it with my mom because we would watch all the different seasonal Charlie Brown specials in my family.
Yeah, and it's a great example of the fact that Halloween movie and horror movie are two very different definitions.
Of course. I have a whole rating system for different types of Halloween movies that we're going to talk about later.
Awesome.
And number five for Elle is The Craft.
Ooh, very
1996.
Good.
1996. Now, this one is a little more unusual than the rest of their list, but I respect it. It's a witches movie for teen girls, which is always awesome. And it's kind of scary, too. Now, for number three, we have IMDb. Always a hit and miss.
The Internet Mambo.
Number five.
Number five. Dog Blaster.
Dog Blaster!
Pew pew! Woof woof.
You're bad at acronym recreation.
The ingenious madam does britches. I swear to God, my plan was to do a good one. It really got away from me. I make dang bad ones.
Insidious monsters drink blood.
Fuck, that is really good.
Ooh, that's spooky, IMDb.
I've got one. Insidious monsters drink blood.
I just said that.
No, I don't think...
Don't you dare crop that out.
I don't think you did.
Oh my God.
I think I just came up with that.
You little joke thief. Do you come in here and re-record all my jokes as your own jokes?
You wouldn't know because you don't listen to our podcast.
Because I don't like listening to my own voice.
Well, you could... Maybe I'll make a Ryan-only version for you.
You would.
When we move into the new studio with separate mics, I can just mute you out and send you a version that's just me.
Wow. I don't want that either.
Fair enough.
So for IMDb, they had 100. The author actually says, these are my picks of 100 or so, and I think it's exactly 100, so I don't work on your counting. We have, number one, Hocus Pocus. Obviously. Mm-hmm. Gotta have our Hocus Pocus. 2, Halloween. Yes. 3, The Nightmare Before Christmas, a Christmas/Halloween classic that bridges the gap between the two better than Thanksgiving ever did.
Ooh. Ow! Sorry, I burned myself on that hot, hot take.
Very funny. Number 4, Halloween Town.
Yeah.
It's a little young, but also a classic that we all grew up on. Number 5, Trick or Treat. I guess that is a horror movie that's directly set on Halloween. It's not one of my own personal favorites, but a respectable choice. IMDb did pretty good on that one. Number 4, Country Living.
You know, when it comes to movies and ranking them, I always think Country Living.
Country Living. I trust them for all my movie and watching choices.
Top 25 movies to watch while spray painting fake flowers for a centerpiece.
And this is a list of 29. So for... This is going to be a good one because number one on the list is Eddie Murphy's The Haunted Mansion.
No.
Yes. Yes.
It's a bad movie.
Of all of Disney's movies based on a Disneyland ride, I think this is clearly the most influential and
definitely
dominant.
Of all of the movies based on Disney rides, The Haunted Mansion.
Yep.
Is the most influential.
Can't think of another one.
Yeah,
can you?
You're right.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. That's crazy. And his face on the cover, by the way, is phenomenal. He's wide-eyed with his mouth open in a perfect O, but not looking super shocked or scared or angry or anything. Just kind of, what?
It's a face like, I didn't know you could do surgery that way. I don't. You know what I mean?
No, but okay. Number 2, I am loving Country Living's choices. Mm. Number 2 is The Witches, 1990. That is an adaptation of Roald Dahl's phenomenal book. I actually haven't seen the movie version of it, though, so I'm not sure how good it is, but a little boy gets turned into a mouse.
The cover looks great.
The cover looks very, very 90s.
It's illustrated in the style of, like, a sci-fi novel.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you whether this is a good choice or not, but it is from a book that I would absolutely read at Halloween, so we'll say yeah. Number 3 is Monster House. Yeah.
I heard good things, didn't see it.
I remember seeing it when it came out, and it was funny.
Mm.
They make a very dirty joke.
I've heard that.
It did not go over my head as a kid.
Mm.
Let's see. E.T. as number 4. I guess that's a Halloween. You could put that on a Halloween list, sure. That's more of a nostalgic choice.
Halloween, though? I mean,
yeah, if you're going to pick movies from that era-ish with that kind of feel, I would go for The Goonies, rather.
Is there a Halloween scene in E.T.?
There's the part
place
with the,
around Halloween?
With
the,
when he has the Reese's Pieces, is that at Halloween?
I don't
remember.
So.
God, we're not qualified to say whether or not E.T. can be a Halloween movie.
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
All right, Country Living. We'll say no for number 4. But their fifth choice is... Oh, Sandra Bullock in Practical Magic. hottest lady in Hollywood. Still today. Okay. I love this movie. This movie is incredible and amazing, and it's on my top Halloween movies always.
It is a great movie.
It's a great movie. I could just watch it with the sound off, and I don't even care.
Splash!
Oh, sorry. Snap me out of that one. All right, Country Living. You burned hot and cold on that one. And number five, we're going with Town and Country Magazine's 25 classic Halloween movies. I respect that number. That's a good number for a list.
You know, if there's one person I trust even more than Country Living, it's Town and Country.
All right. Scream is their number one.
Very good choice.
Absolutely.
I love Scream. Okay. It is the slasher movie of all slasher movies.
Mm-hmm.
It revitalized the genre in the United States. And Matthew Lillard is incredible.
And well, you like him anyway.
There's a million iconic lines. The end is surprising and engaging and satisfying, and you never feel like you were let down.
It's also one of the few movies that's a really good horror movie with great comedy elements that isn't a comedy movie first and foremost.
Mm-hmm. It's like if the TV show Friends were a slasher movie.
The one where they all get stabbed to death.
Yep.
Number two from Town and Country is Casper. Gotta have our friendly ghosts.
I watched that movie so many times as a child. I'm almost certain, if you guys listened to our episode Thomas Suit Gundam with Marie Selavy of Go Your Own YA, I mentioned a Casper scene with a ghost train, and I think it was from this movie.
I think it's possibly the best and worst depiction of a little dead boy in a 1990s movie for children.
Gotta love a little dead boy from the 90s.
Gotta love a little dead boy from the 90s.
You gotta. Who doesn't love a little dead boy from the 90s? Get out of town!
Now this is interesting. Town and Country seems to agree with our first contender, 17, that Paranormal Activity is in their top five.
Hmm. Maybe I should watch Paranormal Activity. Man, it looked real stupid in the trailers.
Yeah. Okay, the reason I didn't like Paranormal Activity isn't because any of the horror wasn't good. You know, it's a respectable horror movie. It's fine. I really fucking hate the main characters, though. They're so obnoxious. I'm really sensitive to having main characters in a movie that I can at least respect and relate to a little bit. Or just, you know, like and want to see where their journey goes. But within the first 15 minutes, both of them had me going, ugh, just die already. Which is not an impulse I have towards actual human people, just characters. Because I'm not...
You're not what, Layla?
Nothing. I think other human beings have emotions and are people who deserve to live. I'm not crazy. It's just Paranormal Activity got me.
Yeah. No, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And The Great Gatsby.
Okay.
Hate all those jackasses. Anyway...
Number four.
Number four for Town and Country is Carrie.
Oh, good stuff.
They put the 2013 remake, though.
The 2013 version?
Huh.
Here's the thing.
I disagree.
I think the story of Carrie is R-rated Matilda.
It really is.
I don't need it.
Well, you've got to respect the impact of at least the Carrie story that Stephen King originally wrote, and especially the movie, like the acting in it has Sissy Spacek.
Yeah, no, it's a good movie, but I was...
You don't think it's a Halloween must-have?
Yes.
You'd rather have Matilda.
Like, I'm glad that I have seen it, mm-hmm. and I enjoy it, but it's not one that I want to keep going back to.
I would respect that, yeah. And number five, we've got Child's Play. 1998, Chucky. I always thought it was called Chucky before I watched it, never realized it was actually called Child's Play, but yeah, an incredibly creepy fucking doll.
Yeah, I would describe it as creepy, 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 and creepy.
I'm looking Definitely. At a picture of him, and I can't think of was any it, other word.
Was it in the first one that he blows the house up with the guy in it?
He turns on the, an apartment in the first?
He turns up the stove.
I don't know. Eh. There's a bunch of Chucky movies at this
anyway,
point.
Child's Play is great, especially the first one. I think they got more and more campy as time went on.
I mean, it was already pretty
It was
silly,
always campy. But
it was kind of scary.
Yeah, which is wild when you consider, like, you tell the synopsis to anyone who hasn't heard of this movie, and it's just wild.
Yeah.
It's wild. The soul of a dead serial killer possesses a doll.
And a very popular doll that is flying off the shelves.
A young boy gets this doll, and
it starts, like, telling,
like, that's the premise.
Yeah.
That sounds like the worst movie ever made. And yet...
it worked.
It works. It ends up being, like, a cohesive, enjoyable movie with a rewatch value.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say it's a classic, if not of high cinema, then at least of movies you've got to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, between Town and Country Magazine, Country Living, IMDb, Elle, and 17, my top five is number five, Elle, number four, 17, number three, Country Living, number two, Town and Country, and number one, for once in my life, IMDb, got it right.
Hmm.
Despite the fact that he couldn't count his own list.
Ignoble Magpie's Dick Bird.
Yeah, keep trying.
Yeah, I'll keep at it.
And that's my top Halloween movie list.
Cool. I love it.
Now, what's your own personal top five list for Halloween movies?
I don't have a top five list because that would take me years, I think. But I do want to throw out some honorable mentions.
Oh, yeah. Lay it on me.
Shrek.
No, fuck you. Surf's up.
Did you have any honorable mentions?
I do want to mention Over the Garden Wall, which is, I guess it's sort of like a TV special.
Miniseries.
Miniseries, yeah. And that is my number one must-watch Halloween anything.
Yep. Over the Garden Wall is great. If we're including TV, the Buffy Halloween specials are always...
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
All of Buffy is great for Halloween, but especially the specials. Special specials.
The fact that nobody does anything on Halloween because it would be too gauche.
Yeah, in but the Buffy universe, all the monsters stay home.
But inevitably, some shit goes down, and I love that.
There's a couple old Scooby-Doo movies, the animated movies.
Live-action Scooby-Doo.
All right.
Again with the Matthew Lillard. I think it's a great Halloween movie because, while it is a quote-unquote scary movie, it's also funny and doesn't take itself too seriously.
It's the kind of movie you can have on in the background while you're getting high and eating popcorn with your friends and kind of making fun of it while you watch. Because it's not...
No.
What?
Strong disagreement. I do not need to be high to watch this movie. It's wonderful. No matter what state of mind you're in.
See, I love it ironically and you love it wholeheartedly and genuinely and deeply.
Completely genuine.
There's so many, like... Like, there are funny fart jokes in some movies, but this one only has, like, the gross, uncomfortable fart jokes. What is it?
I was just thinking about the fact that I don't generally like fart jokes, but in that movie, there's a whole scene that is a fart joke. Like, a whole... It's like... 30 seconds.
Of just uninterrupted farting.
Uninterrupted farting.
You really get a kick out of that.
That's just the stupidest thing. Like, how do you look at that on the page and actually put that in the movie?
But you're such a fan of Matthew Lillard's virtuoso acting that you could watch him fart for 30 seconds straight. Happy Halloween!
But seriously, what about your top five?
Okay. So this isn't in any particular order. Well, don't roll your eyes at me. I'm very passionate about
it. I know. It's got to be so hard for you to pare it down to five movies.
It is. Okay. I know that in bed tonight, I'm going to be thinking of more and more and more that I should have included. So, obviously, Beetlejuice.
Oh.
I can't believe none of these people had this on their list. I mean, they probably did somewhere, but I only did top fives.
Beetlejuice is...
Beetlejuice.
Incredible.
Gotta have my Beetlejuice.
Gotta have my Beetlejuice.
And I'm not going to include any of the movies that were already mentioned in any of these top fives list.
And there were a lot of good ones.
Yeah, there were a lot of good ones.
That's what I said.
But Beetlejuice, obviously. And I'm going to say, once again, The Goonies. I love watching that at Halloween.
Yes.
You got to have your Goonies.
Okay. You know, a lot of things we got to have.
But yeah, it's Halloween. You got to have a lot of stuff. It's a time of excess.
I mean, it's middle of September. But...
No, I think it's Halloween, though.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, we actually tried to go see the Goonies house in Astoria, Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty close to where we live. But...
unfortunately, it is closed to the public because it's owned by private people who just wanted a nice house and...
well, they shouldn't have bought the Goonies house. Or they should start selling merchandise. One or the other.
I mean, eventually you're going to get tired of people knocking on the door every day.
I want to see the goddamn Goonies house. I'm sorry, people. But, like, it's like if your phone number was 867-5309.
Oh, jeez, yeah, you're right. Or how they kept Kurt Cobain's phone on.
Oh, yeah.
For, like, years after he died, and people would call and leave voicemails. Like, they rented the house, but the one rule was you don't touch the phone.
Yeah.
And it's, like, in a glass case, and, like, all hours it would be ringing with people leaving voicemails that would play out loud and talking about how inspirational he was, or, you know,
I guess it's
suicide notes would be left on there.
Oh, that's not so sweet.
All sorts of stuff.
Mm.
That's creepy. Would you live in that house rent-free, but the fucking
answer machine
is always going?
It depends on how nice the house is. So probably, yeah. It was probably a pretty nice house.
Mm-hmm. I would not.
It's probably somewhere around here. He lived in Seattle, right?
Yeah, he was from Aberdeen, which is here in Washington, but I don't know where the house is.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I've got Betelgeuse, the Goonies.
Did you say Betelgeuse?
No, I said Beetlejuice.
Sorry, it's just tough sometimes with your accent.
I don't have an accent. You have an accent. Shut up.
Okay.
Jeez. So Beetlejuice and the Goonies and the Addams Family.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I'm not going to say it, but you know what I got to have.
Got to have my Addams Family.
Da-da-da-da. Feels good to snap on that one. Anyway, my number four, not in any particular order. This is a personal one, and probably it wouldn't be on anyone else's list, but I gotta say Donnie Darko is up there for me, just because it has such nostalgia value, and it was really influential in my teenagerhood, embarrassingly. And I think it's great to watch on Halloween.
Was that Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yes.
Turns into a rabbit, or what was it?
No.
Just kidding.
Do we have to do a Donnie Darko watch?
No.
I'd be happy to.
I'm familiar with the movie.
Fine.
What's number five?
I'm a little torn, but I think Paranorman should be up there. I mean, Coraline was already on our lists. I think Laika has given us some good Halloween-y movies.
Looking forward to Missing Link.
Me too. That's going to be a Bigfoot and Bob event.
Oh, yeah. Wonder if we could get to the premiere. Probably not. Hugh Jackman's in it.
One thing I wanted to say is there are movies that are on a lot of Halloween movie top lists, and they aren't necessarily about Halloween. But for some reason, we always kind of associate them with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Harry Potter. The first one does have a Halloween scene in it because it covers a year in a school.
But, you know, it's about witches and wizards. Like, it's traditionally a Halloween event.
I think it's mostly become a Halloween event just because of release dates and ABC playing it in a marathon every October.
Oh, for sure. Also, horror movies tend to be released around Halloween because that's when people are, like, in the spirit to be scared a little more than anything. Not so much with A Quiet Place or Get Out or, you know, big blockbuster films like that because they're generally produced so as to have a wider appeal.
Yeah.
But I think folks that love horror movies love Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They kind of go hand in hand.
They're cute together.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They're my favorite couple.
They're so cute.
I love them.
I love them very much.
Welcome to the marathon of my very favorite time of year and my absolute number one holiday, guys.
Apparently, it is Halloween for 6 weeks.
Enjoy. And if you want even more Halloween content, follow us on Twitter at Bigfoot and Bob.
Or email us, bigfootandbob@gmail.com. There are tons of Halloween-themed audiobooks at audibletrial.com/Bigfoot. You can get a free one and a 30-day free trial of their service if you go to our special link there and you help support the show. It gives us the warm fuzzies.
Yeah, I recommend listening to It by Stephen King.
Oh, it's so good. A little hard to get through for me because it's narrated by Stephen Weber, who is fantastic, and it's so visceral. It's so visual.
It's a lot more grueling to read than the movies are to watch.
Yes.
You could listen to It on audiobook from audible.com and then watch the first movie and then watch the newest movie. Then you'll have enough of it for a lifetime.
Keep in mind, the first one is very long. It was released as a two-part straight to cable.
Yes.
So it is, I think it's 3 hours, 2.5 hours.
Yeah, which I had forgotten and Ryan didn't know when we watched it. And we stopped halfway through and I was like, oh, right. He's like, I need some more popcorn.
It's like, when's the last time I peed? So yeah, check out audibletrial.com/Bigfoot.
Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Use lots of pumpkin and ghost emojis if you feel the need to get in the spirit of the season.
And if you leave us a particularly spooky review, we will read it on the air.
Yeah, and we'll say nice things about you back.
Yeah.
It'll turn into a compliment cycle.
That is so sweet.
Generating endless Halloween energy.
We've done it. We've cracked the perpetual motion machine.
As long Unlimited as it's pumpkin energy. Spice flavored energy.
Perfect.
Speaking of which, I gotta go drink some coffee.
Awesome. But I did want to let you guys know, if you're in the Seattle area on September 30th, our group, Podcific Northwest, is having a meetup at the Starbucks headquarters in SoDo. So you can come by and learn about podcasting, join in the conversation, and meet some local artists.
And have some cold brew nitro supersonic coffee.
Yeah, they'll probably have something even crazier by the time the end of September rolls around. And they also serve alcohol, strangely.
Yeah, so come see us and join us and learn all about Podcific Northwest, which is our baby and can be yours.
That was a weird thing to say.
I guess.
Anyway, we come out on iTunes and every other podcatcher every Tuesday without fail. So until next time.
I'm Layla.
And I'm Ryan.
And the truth
is in here.
I love you very much.